I almost missed my sister's call because I was scrolling. When I finally answered, the conversation sounded like two strangers, short, defensive, exhausted. That missed call changed the way I think about small things. Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Today, I want to teach you a tiny practice I call the 2-minute altar. It's 1 minute inward, soft, simple, compassionate, and 1 minute outward, clear, kind, concrete. 2 minutes, no props, no apps. 2 minutes that, repeated, change the way you show up. Can 2 minutes actually change how you love yourself and the people around you? Maybe that sounds too small. I thought that too. Then a habit started to chip away at the hardness inside me. A few years back, I was rushing through life. Late emails, quick meals, scrolling and stolen moments. My shoulders hurt. The living room lamp was on at midnight. I remember the silence like a weight. I missed 2 calls from my sister, and when I finally answered, everything felt brittle. That night stuck with me. I didn't want to fix everything at once. I wanted something I could actually do every single day, even on the busiest one. So I started small. 2 minutes before bed. The first minute inward. Breathing, naming one small thing I did well, and offering 1 line of forgiveness to myself. The second minute outward. Holding someone in my mind, and offering them a brief wish or a tiny intention of care. Within days, I noticed the difference. I wasn't magically fixed, but when my sister called later, I listened with less armor. I was softer. The habit didn't solve every problem, but it made repair possible. Here's the idea behind the practice. How we treat ourselves sets the volume for how we treat others. Live inside constant inner critique, and your bandwidth for kindness shrinks. Offer yourself small, consistent care, and that bandwidth expands. Psychologically, brief rituals anchor attention. They act as a cue. When the 2 minutes begin, your brain shifts out of autopilot into presence. Culturally, in a world of noise and endless scrolling, tiny practices are resistant to distraction. They're portable and humane. They don't ask for perfection, only for a return, again and again. I know the objections. It feels performative. You worry you'll forget. You think 2 minutes won't matter. Fair. That's why I'm giving you a practical, no-friction script you can use right now. Minute 1. Inward. Find a comfortable posture. Close your eyes if that feels safe. Take 3 slow breaths. On the second breath, say, I am here. I did my best today. Name 1 small thing you appreciate about yourself. Simple and true. If a mistake comes to mind, offer 1 line of forgiveness. I forgive myself for being human. That's the minute. Minute 2. Outward. Bring someone to mind. It can be a neighbor, a coworker, a family member, or even a stranger you noticed. Say their name mentally. Picture 1 small, doable act. A short text, a kind word, a listening ear, or a silent wish for peace. If you want, speak it out loud. May you be well. A few easy variations. Morning, use the inward minute to set an intention for the day, and the outward minute to name someone you'll try to notice. Evening, process 1 thing you learned and offer gratitude or forgiveness outward. Busy day, attach the 2 minutes to a habit you already have, coffee, shoes, or brushing your teeth. Accountability helps. Try a 7-day experiment. Mark an X each day you do the altar. Or pair with a friend. Text each other. 2 minute done. The aim isn't perfection. It's curiosity about what shifts over a week. If you're willing, let's try a live version together now. You don't need to close your eyes. Just make space. Take a breath with me. Inhale slowly. And exhale.
Minute 1. Inward. Breathe in for 3 counts, out for 3. On the next breath, say, I did my best today. Name one small thing you did well. If a harsh thought rises, answer, I forgive myself for being human.
Ready? Minute 2. Outward. Bring a person to mind. Picture them for a moment. What one small kindness could you offer? Form the intention now. Tomorrow, I'll send a short message. Or I'll listen without fixing. Offer them this silent wish. May you be at peace.
You just practiced the 2-minute altar. Maybe it felt awkward. Maybe something softened. Both are okay. The point is, you've begun training attention toward compassion. First inside, then out. That order matters. When you're kinder to the person in the mirror, you give yourself room to be kinder to the person across the room.
If you want a simple tracker, for 7 days, do the altar at the same time and mark each day with a dot. At day 7, ask what changed. Did a conversation go differently? Did you forgive yourself one time you usually wouldn't? Tiny evidence builds trust in the habit.
A final thought. Radical change rarely arrives as a lightning strike. More often, it's steady light. Small rituals that widen your heart and steady your hands. The 2-minute altar is an invitation to choose love every day in ways you can actually keep.
Thank you for giving me these minutes. Try the 2-minute altar for 7 days and notice what changes. Share your experience with someone or leave a note for the show. Subscribe so you won't miss future conversations that help us love within and love without. Love who you are and watch the world change.